You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Public.
It's all so grammatically straightforward in the present tense if you plead innocent. But in the past tense, we suddenly hit this usage issue about whether you pleaded innocent or pled innocent.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Hi, Rebecca.
So, Anne, when I first started writing news stories for radio, and I had a story about a court case in which there was a guilty plea, I ran into this very problem. It made sense in my head that it should be pled, because when you're talking about lead, you say led. When you're talking about bleed, you say bled, right? But then my editor changed it to pleaded.
And did you challenge it, or did you just accept the correction?
Well, as a Cub reporter, I kind of just went with it.
And your editor was following a lot of style guides on this in terms of changing pled to pleaded. Historically, it is true that pleaded has been, for a few centuries now, considered the correct past tense and past participle form. But as you know, there's good cause for us thinking it might be something else. You use lead and led, bleed and bled, speed, sped, feed, fed. We could go on. There's a pattern here.
And you're not going to say speeded or feeded.
And it is true that the verb to plead has actually had two past tenses for quite a long time. The form pled goes back to the 1200s, acting like those other verbs, bleed, speed, read. It has then also had this competing regular form, pleaded, for almost as long. And in British English, pleaded came to dominate. And pled, actually, from what we can tell, became more of a Scottish form, was brought to the United States through immigration, and therefore we get both pleaded and pled in U.S. English as well. Now, Brian Garner, who's written a very well-known usage guide, says, traditionally speaking, pleaded is the best past tense and past participle form. Garner has also written a dictionary of legal usage, and in that he says, pled is an alternative past tense form to be avoided.
Well, and I noticed that the AP style guide, which I checked, says that pled is colloquial.
Does it sound colloquial to you?
No.
It doesn't to me either. In some ways, pleaded almost sounds more colloquial than
I think so too.
Pled. But in law, there's still a lot of people holding on to pleaded. And there was a study, Brian Boone, who's a senior litigation associate at Alston and Byrd, seems to have done a search of U.S. Supreme Court cases and found that there are about 3,000 opinions with pleaded, and he says only 26 with pled. So I would say right now, probably pleaded is the safest bet if you're talking about law, that certainly seems to be standard usage in law. But in terms of what is standard usage all the rest of the time, for those of us who are not legal scholars, I think you can really do either pleaded or pled.
Well, I'm going to stick with pleaded so my editor doesn't get after me. Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of the new book, Says Who? A Kinder, Funner Usage Guide for Everyone Who Cares About Words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.